Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to my Clear the Air episode. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, fast forwarding, rewinding back because you done missed some shit. Okay. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. All right. Now, I'm just going to, you know, bring this up just a little bit. But if you are living under a rock, which I doubt it because everybody's on clink clink lockdown. You know and have heard about the coronavirus. Okay. Now, baby, all I gotta say is two things. One, I need freedom to ring like fucking yesterday. And two, please just practice social distancing. Now, I get it. Some of y'all want to be hard-headed. Some of y'all like, nah, 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 constitutions, I'm free. Y'all motherfuckers don't realize the longer you take to social distance your motherfucking self, the longer it's going to take for your ass to be back outside. So keep your ass in the house. Just fucking do it. It's not that serious. And them $20 flights, book them shits in August where the rest of the fucking planet's gonna be doing the same damn thing. Okay, hello. Just saying. Moving on, because I ain't bringing that energy into today's episode. Now, y'all have been in my motherfucking DMs begging for an episode, so here. I just want to kind of let y'all know, I do have an episode that's supposed to drop, but if y'all kind of caught on to my rant, which I feel like some of y'all missed it, something happened with the file that it just will not add on to Audacity. It won't let me edit it, and I'm still trying to figure it out. So, but here we are today with an episode. Okay, so every day, I get questions about relationships with people with their significant others, their friends, or their family members. And often, the reoccurring theme, which seems to be the theme of my life as well, is troubles with reciprocity. Now, we kind of hear it all the time. Oh, she never shows up to my event. Oh, he or she doesn't share my business on their page. Oh, he don't call me, girl, or text me the way that I call him. You know, all that little cute shit. Okay. Now, of course, let's kind of be clear here. When it comes to reciprocity, it varies depending on the relationships with the type of people we dealing with and all that good shit. Okay, but I think it's really, really important for us to understand before we get into today's episode that reciprocity is in fact the core to what not only sets the tone of a relationship, but it also provides maintenance.
Well, duh.
Okay. So, today's episode, I thought I would do a bit of a rant or a background of reciprocity. And then, because you guys have been asking, I am bringing you guys a good old countdown on reaching the power of reciprocity. Okay. So let's get into the organization of today's episode. Well, for starters, I'm going to go ahead and deliver you guys this motherfucking read. Okay, and then I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys this countdown on how does one reach a level of reciprocity and with some final thoughts like I always do. Okay, so for starters, a lot of people may ask or wonder, what is reciprocity? Now, according to the definitions out there, honey, and the best one I chose is that it is the practice of exchanging things with others for a mutual benefit. Now, again, this varies depending on the relationship you have with someone, be it on social media, like if they're your friend on social media, a real life friend that you've met in person and hung out with and kikied, a family, or your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever y'all call them these days. Okay. Now, I've had my fair share of lack of reciprocity. Honestly, when I started my self-love journey about a year ago, I realized that I lean towards giving others and I never receive the same or anything in return. Now, for me though, the art of giving brings me real happiness. And I've said this for almost a year now on my podcast, okay? It brings me real joy. And it's because I have reached the level of having a pure heart. Now, I want to be clear for a second here because before y'all think, oh, she about to be preaching some pure heart bullshit. No, let me be clear. A pure heart is never in a perfect condition. Therefore, hello, I am not perfect. I have generational curses that I'm trying to break, toxic habits that I have learned from toxic people and relationships that I'm trying to overcome. But because I'm aware of these things that I need to break away from, it's all the reason why my heart is pure. Okay? So I just want to set the record straight here for a moment. Moving on. So for a long time, I thought if I provided the highest level of love, loyalty, support, you know, all that good shit to people, that they would reciprocate, even if it was on their own timeline and in their own love language. And baby, as I invested time into my journey, I actually realized that, guess what? That's not the case. Often, givers will be on the receiving end of dealing with people who fail to reciprocate. I know y'all probably like, duh. No, it wasn't a duh moment like that. I had to learn. Now, but what I hear is what I did learn. I learned that there's actually two types of people who lack reciprocity. Okay. The first type of person or people, group of people that lack this is the uneducated folks. Now, some of these people just were never taught. Okay, I mean, some of them are just even unaware because unconsciously they believe that the level of reciprocity that they're giving is all that they are capable of giving because nobody really showed them motherfuckers how to give. Okay? Now, the second type of person is the one who has awareness. Okay? And they are just straight fucking selfish. Those motherfuckers right there are using givers and draining the fuck out of them because they are abusing the position you've given them and the love you have for them. Stay away from them motherfuckers, okay? Let's recognize the differences in the two. Just saying. Now, this might be a little controversial, but now there is this myth where people believe that relationships will always be 50-50 or 100-100, you know, for the technical people out there. I'm giving 100% of myself, you know, those motherfuckers. Anyway, I'm here to tell you that that's a fucking lie. Us as humans come from different walks of life, and we will always give as much as we are capable of giving. There's a cap to giving, okay? And as much as we want to aim for equality that you people out there be preaching, it's impossible. Because what your perception of effort and intent is will always differ from the other person. But a lot of people may ask, well, where do I draw the line? Well, sis or sir, you will draw the line at your boundaries. Okay, that's why we make them. You get your sticks, you line them up so you don't cross this line. Now, the idea of creating relationships with people is that we are creating them to be effective, right? And with compromise, without losing sight of our boundaries. That is key. Now, of course, we will all have different perceptions and percentages. Oh yeah, it's a numbers game. On how we measure reciprocity. But it does not mean that we need to devalue our boundaries and expectations of our perceptions and percentages of reciprocity just to meet the motherfucker on their end. No. That's a no-go. Now, I mean, we all have a gray area, right? That allows us to compromise things for a relationship. But if it enters into an area of devaluing your boundaries, guess fucking what? It's not gonna work. Just saying. So just keep those things in mind, you know, when you are reciprocating, not reciprocating, whatever's y'all be doing. So with that said, I thought it would be a great idea if I did a short countdown on developing an understanding of reaching the highest power of reciprocity. Now, this countdown, it definitely comes from some experience and some research. So I hope that this helps you guys in wanting to reach that level of reciprocity because it's really fucking important. So let's go ahead and get into this countdown. Coming in at number one, recognizing your gifts. Now, I do not mean what your bae or your BFF can get you for your birthday. No. I want y'all to think about it like this. When you are creating a job resume, you tend to write about your skills. Often, these skills are what will set you apart from the other job applicants. So when we are connecting with people, we tend to highlight our attributes. Maybe you're a reliable person, or you're a good listener, or you like me, a jokester. I love to kiki and joke.
Yay!
Anyway. Either way, these are things that we introduce to the table as a gift to our friendships and relationships with people. sometimes these attributes need improvement, maybe some refinement, and they grow. Okay, they develop and they become even better. But the moment that we fall short on our gifts, we need to recognize that we are letting people down. And for example, if I bring consistency to a table and I wake up one day and I just stop being consistent, I'm letting everybody down at the table. And the art of recognizing this is by us realizing that our gifts hold weight and they have power, so that when we fall short, it actually really does affect everyone else. So we need to start to recognize these gifts, okay? Understand the power, the weight, and the value they have, and then you got to maintain them. You can't offer consistency to a table and then wake up one day and take it the fuck away and then think you're not disappointing people. You are. Okay, moving on. Coming in at number 2, understand the value of love. This is important, okay? This is a struggle for a lot of people out here. Now, y'all know I love me some good R&B music, okay? So in one of her songs, Jasmine Sullivan, she said, "Why do we love love when love seems to hate us?" Now, the reason why love seems to hate us is because we don't understand the value in it. And let me break this down a little bit. To see the value in love, I feel like we have to understand loving people and being loved. So for me, when I love someone, it's a selfless act. I mean, it's done with a pure heart without the intent of benefit, okay? Now, most people do this unconsciously with pure intent, and most people don't, unfortunately. But again, for me, when I am loving somebody, I am loving them because it's just what I want to do. Like, it's just coming from my being, from within. And it's not because I hope that I gain something from you or that you will do something for me in return. No, it's because this is what my heart feels and that's how I'm going to express it. Now, when you are being loved, for me, it has to feel like home, or at least the home that I wish for. Because let's be real, a lot of us don't come from ideal homes, but there are these dream homes that we dream of. And if love feels like that, being love, I mean, feels like that, then that shit is love. Okay. Now, where the value of love for me gets blurred is when it's time to accept love from others. Now, this actually requires us to put real thought into the actions of love being given. Then it requires that individual to willingly allow themselves to be loved. Now, I feel like a lot of relationships suffer tremendously when a partner is incapable of receiving love. Sometimes it could be that when they were once open to receiving love, it led to heartbreak or deceit. Maybe someone grew up in a home that didn't show pure-hearted love. Like for me, I struggled a lot because I didn't have pure-hearted love growing up. I didn't at all. From my parents, from a lot of family members, like I just did not. And so I've always struggled in receiving love. And then in turn, I chose partners who didn't really have pure intentions of giving love. And you know, it's kind of hard for us to even decipher that shit, especially if you go almost all of your fucking life, you know, having this idea of love and the way you've been given love. And then when it finally comes to you in a good, healthy way, you're like, this shit foreign. The fuck you doing? So a lot of people struggle with that in the idea of being loved. And I feel like if once we become capable of being open to not only giving, but receiving love, I think it will bring us to a step closer to reciprocity. And a lot of people will probably ask, well, how do I do that? It starts with self-love. And I mean, I'm still struggling with the whole art of loving myself. It's a journey. It's a process. There's no timeline. Really, honestly, truly, there's not really a real book. And I'm gonna be real with you too. I don't even know if self-love is the key to that, okay? Some people are just broken and there may be other things and elements that they can do to fucking fix themselves and then to be open to receiving that love. You know, what has helped me at least has been that, you know, that journey to self-love. And I feel like when you start to love yourself, you're a little bit more open to things that are foreign, that don't feel normal, so to speak. And then it becomes your new normal. So, you know, again, once we're capable of being open to that shit, I feel like you're just a step closer to, you know, being able to give that reciprocity. Moving on, coming in at number 3, value. And I know y'all like, what value? Value of yourself. Okay, motherfuckers? Now, I'm big on this. How you value yourself and others, okay, is a reflection of who you are as a person. And then also a measurement of how important these people are to you. Now, a lot of people will confuse value with material things. For example, we think that if we go to school or we show loyalty or consistency that we will get something in return, right? Because we're kind of like, oh, okay, if I'm all dolled up and I'm the best version of me, you know, I'm gonna gain so much shit from being so valuable, okay? Because it's a me thing. Motherfuckers is selfish, right? When they're thinking about value of themselves. But instead, people don't realize that you have to shift your focus to other people. Especially people that you are trying to build a relationship with. Friends, family, or even a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. And you have to start to ask yourself, how will they receive and benefit from the value you bring to the table? It's not about what you could get in return. I mean, motherfuckers, y'all could go out there and buy whatever the fuck you want if you really wanted to. Think about it. You could buy some friends and they could give you some loyalty. But the value that you bring to the table, how is that helping other people? How is that bettering them? Shift your focus to other people, and then you will see how your value is really valuable. Just saying. Okay, I'll leave it there. Coming in at number 4, karma. I love this shit. Now, karma is one of the major laws of the universe. Okay, now if y'all don't believe all that universe talk shit, whatever, I do, okay? Karma is real, okay? And when she come fucking knocking, she's collecting, okay? Just saying. Now, hear me out though. We all have moral codes, okay? Some of y'all call them street codes, whatever. When people violate, we get angry. And this rant goes out to the motherfuckers who choose to violate, okay? There are people who are living on this planet and that are connected to a higher power who understand the idea of treating others the way they want to be treated. There are actual people on this planet with pure fucking hearts who lean on generosity and who believe in doing and behaving nicely and good to people because they know it betters people. Okay, so when you choose to violate people, one, don't be surprised when they're angry, and two, understand karma, she's fucking knocking. Now, I want to be clear here because a lot of people have this mentality that, oh, such and such did this to me, I need to retaliate. Fuck them. Do not give your time or your motherfucking energy trying to play universe, okay? Because guess what? Universe gonna come back and knock at you too. Just saying. It is not worth it at all to put that energy and time into delivering somebody a one-way express ticket to karma. No, leave that shit for the universe. It really is not worth it. Let it go. I mean, who the fuck do you think you are anyway to sit there and try to dictate somebody's fucking repercussions of their bullshit? Let the universe do that shit. Just fucking saying. Moving on. Final thoughts though. This countdown for me, I feel like it should help bring you closer to the power of reciprocity. But if you were paying attention in today's lesson, I would hope that it helps you to recognize what reciprocity should look and feel like. Okay, ding ding. So, I want to be real here. For a very, very long time, I've always been willing and able to accept other people's versions of reciprocity, even though it meant I was sacrificing parts of my own version. In my head, which I'm a little delusional, just a little about, I called it compromise. Now, if you're like me, okay, and you found yourself or you're in a situation currently that lacked reciprocity, at some point in your life, you have to ask yourself, is the return you're receiving worth the investment? Okay, and I'm a motherfucking leave it there as food for thought. I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode, and I'm gonna catch you guys in the next one.